You are listening to 91.5 WMFO Medford. This is Songs from the Squid Pod. I am your host, Savoir Faire, and this is the start of Songs from the Squid Pod.
Chapter 1. He was as tough and romantic as the city he loved. Behind his black-rimmed glasses was the coiled sexual power of a jungle cat. Oh, I love this.
When you meet someone
Good evening, everyone. Welcome to another edition of Songs from the Squid Pod here on 91.5 WMFO Medford, broadcasting out of the heart of Tufts University here in Medford, Massachusetts. I am your host, Savoir Faire. Thanks for joining us, me, you, all of us here this evening. Hope you didn't miss me too much last weekend, but, you know, given the holiday, I was out of town. So there we are. But we got a special show here today. It's our typical 80s jaunt, if you will, back into the past. But we got a special little segment here in the next few songs coming up here. Of course, celebrating the 50th anniversary of Star Trek this week. That's right. This past Thursday was the official 50th anniversary here. And so we're going to do like a special 80s tribute to that. So why don't we just kind of dive into it here with Spiz Energy. Where's Captain Kirk?
Eyes of a chief, they see the E Plebnista.
This was not written for chiefs.
Hear me.
Hear this! Among my people, we carry many such words as this from many lands, many worlds. Many are equally good and are as well respected. But wherever we have gone, no words have said this thing of importance. In quite this way. Look at these three words written larger than the rest, with a special pride never written before or since. Tall words proudly saying, we the people. That which you call Eid Plebnista was not written for the chiefs or the kings or the warriors or the rich or the powerful, but for all the people. Down the centuries you have slurred the meaning out of the words we, the people of the United States, in order to form a more perfect union, establish justice, ensure domestic tranquility, provide for the common defense, promote the general welfare, and secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and ours. posterity to ordain and establish this Constitution. These words and the words that follow were not written only for the Yangs, but for the Coms as well.
The Coms?
They must apply to everyone, or they mean nothing. Do you understand?
I do not fully understand. One named Kirk. But the holy words will be obeyed. I swear it.
No question about his guilt, Captain. But does our involvement here also constitute a violation of the Prime Directive?
We merely showed them the meaning of what they were fighting for. Liberty and freedom have to be more than just words. Doctor. Gentlemen, the fighting is over here. I suggest we leave them to discover their history and their liberty.
Shirt with an emblem on the chest. The interstellar girls, I like him the best. Captain of the crew, and he knows kung fu. And he did Joan Collins in 1932. Really just an actor, a genius to boot. He never gets the fire when the enemy shoots. So he ends each show looking neat and clean after staring down the mouth of a doomsday machine. I really like the one where he reads the Constitution after ending all the fighting in the future revolution. William Shatner.
Good evening, everyone. You are listening to Songs from the Squid Pod. I am your host, Savoir Faire. Just at the right at the cuff here of 8:30 p.m. on the Eastern Standard Time here. And we have been listening to a special edition of the Squid Pod here because this past week here was the 50th anniversary of Star Trek, as I'm sure you all know. So to illustrate that there, the last track we heard there was from Nina, 99 Red Balloons, from her 1983 release. And of course, the lyrics there, everyone wants to be a superhero, everyone wants to be Captain Kirk. T'Pau, prior to her, was in there with Heart and Soul off of their 1987 debut, Bridge of Spies. Now, T'Pau, the name of the band there, is actually named after a Vulcan elder. That's right. And if you are, you know, a Trekkie fan, you may remember or recall anyway the episode where Kirk and Spock had to fight each other. And I think, if I recall correctly, it was Spock was supposed to be married to somebody, and then he couldn't, or whatever, or somehow it had something to do with it. So I apologize for not being a total Trekkie fan here, but I'm sure you know what I'm talking about. Any event, prior to T'Pau, we heard from Black Uhuru. And that was off of their 1981 release, Black Sounds of Freedom. We heard the track, I Love King Selassie. And, of course, you know, Uhura is, her name is based on the Swahili word for freedom, which is Uhuru. So, there you go. Black Uhuru, Black Sounds of Freedom, and Uhura. Well, you get the idea. The Scofflaws. That's right. From the Third Wave Volume 3 out of the 1995 there, we heard the track William Shatner. And, you know, just prior to that, you heard the soundbite there of mentioning the preamble of the U.S. Constitution. Which, of course, the Scofflaws, you know, referencing the song as well there. And we started off the set with Spinner G and Where's Captain Kirk off their 1979 release of the same name. All right. Hope you all had a great week. Seems here in the Boston area that the temperature has kind of dropped down to something a little more tolerable here. I hear we set a record on Friday. Just trying to cue up the next track here. Yeah, but it was a steam bath this week, and now it is finally down to a more tolerable temperature here. And, of course, big news here at the station. We just had our fall semester meeting this evening. So stay tuned here for all the new, young, and up-and-coming talent here at WMFO. Any event, we're going to jump back into it here with the Clan of Xymox.
The federal government alone spends $4.5 billion a year locking up people for drug offenses. It costs almost $28,000 a year just to incarcerate one prisoner. Compare that to the average annual tuition at a four-year public college, which is $5,491, and you realize that the drug war is blurring our nation's priorities. Taxpayers' money would be much better spent educating people instead of punishing them. But thanks to ever-increasing mandatory minimum drug sentences, an entire class of young people are being filtered into new supermax prisons, while the resulting budget crunch forces the rest of us to go to old, dilapidated schools. The more money we dump into prisons, the less we have to invest in college campuses. Visit www.schoolsnotprisons.com to find out how you can get involved in the war against the war on drugs.
And we are back here on Songs from the Squid Pod with your host, Savoir Faire. On 91.5 WMFO Medford. Where else, right? Let's talk about what we've been listening to here. We started off that set with Clan of Xymox from their self-titled debut of 1985, and we heard the track No Human Can Drown. I want to make it clear that you should not test that theory. But it's a good track. Just don't test it. The Human League gave us Seconds, singing about John F. Kennedy there. Some of their 1981 release, Dare. And King, of their 1984 debut, Steps in Time, gave us Love and Pride. Okay, let's dive back into it here with Haircut 100.
Kind of. Shonen Knife, and you are listening to WMFO in Medford 91.5 FM.
Thank you.